Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the bonus episode of Stall It. It's a separate episode to the main one. Mainly because just is, and it's just easier to get the questions in, more content in it.
In it? We know what you want.
You dirty little feckers.
Oh! Oh!
What you say? What's he had to say in the dirty little wash your mouth out with soap?
Ah, stop. Any questions?
I have a few. Let's see.
Any Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, here we go. Lovely. Good man, Mick and Kildare. Margaret Thatcher, no. Just
good.
So everyone's clear on this. There's a video clip we cut of Darren's Margaret Thatcher moment, and he won't allow it to be made public.
There's a lot of shame with Darren after saying that.
Yeah.
I'm sad, like. Sad would be the term, correct term.
I'm surprised a man who shares views of Margaret Thatcher can experience emotions such as sadness. Very human thing.
Okay. Well, I don't agree with you.
The Iron Man? Not Iron Man.
Yeah. No, you said it. You said I'm Iron Man. Can't take it back, Bagsy. I'm Iron Man for the day.
You can be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Iron Man?
Like Tony Stark?
You like that name?
No. I like Tony. Call me Tony Stark if you want.
You know what they called Margaret Thatcher?
Not Tony Stark. Or did they?
Nope. Well, it wasn't. In some ways, it wasn't far off.
I got a bus out here today.
Ooh.
I actually did.
Did you do a bit of self-reflection?
Yeah, I sat on the back of the bus. I actually swear to God I got the bus in.
All right.
Just shouting, look how normal I am. Look, I'm in my middle, I'm 30 odd and I'm on the bus. Ah, look at me. Ah.
I'm just like everyone else.
It's not even that bad. I don't even like Margaret Thatcher. She's a fucking cunt.
What was the worst thing Margaret Thatcher done?
All of it. Any questions?
She was called the Iron Lady. That was her nickname. One of her nicknames. Right, question for you from Mick and Kildare.
Mick the legend. Mick the big huge legend.
I had forgotten about your Mattress Mick song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
God,
yeah.
That should be public.
Mattress Mick. Mattress Mick.
What happens on the stage stays on the stage. Come to the live shows, you'll see, you'll witness it all.
You'd love it.
Joe on the air horn.
Mattress Mick.
That was a weird show. Okay, Mick says, a follow up from your chat on the Illuminati.
Yes.
Remember the stone cutters from The Simpsons?
Oh, we here we do. Go. Yeah, I remember.
Okay, well, Mick wants to know if the Irish stone cutters was a thing.
What would be in it?
Well, let me finish. What exclusive premium benefit of membership would you want? That's question one. What song of the week would you select for everyone to sing at the banquet? And you can each nominate one person to be affiliated. Who would you choose and what pitch would you give to them to get them in?
So question number one is what
What exclusive benefit of membership would you want? Well, the Stonecutters, for example, there was a secret tunnel that they were able to use to get out of the traffic jam and get straight home. That was one of
I like that. Imagine that on the side of the M50.
Yeah.
Just for you.
And whoever else is in the Stonecutters.
No, just you, because that's your perk.
I'd like that.
I'd like a croissant every morning.
That'd be nice. That's the perk of the stone course.
Yeah, croissant in the morning.
What was the second part of that? It was a three-parter.
What's your song? Your weekly song? For
Something Inside So Strong.
Jesus.
I know that you can hang here.
Did you all have separate songs? Or is it... Did he all sing "Who can win the better bum 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 bum"? We do.
They all just have that.
They all have that song, yeah.
But you can pick your own one.
But that's a unique song.
I just got a fucking something inside so strong. I know that you can take it.
I would go for like what would you call someone that validating song like a
You know when you wake up in the morning and you write your affirmations? I'd want an affirmation song. So it'd be like, Joe, you're right about everything you say. Joe, you're right about everything you say. And it's just like, kind of makes me, builds me up before I leave the cave.
Is there any song that they could just tweak slightly to become a massive version
of it for you?
Just a dedication, a celebration of you.
What about instead of something inside so strong, it's a Joe, you're so fucking right, all of them.
Dolly Parton's Jolene. I'd be like Jolene or
Joey.
Yeah, Joey. I'm begging of you, please put on in his place.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay. So that's where I'm going to go with Joey. About Darren.
Told you.
Something inside.
Something inside so strong.
It's just Will Arroy singing it all the time.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd say you'd go for like a reworking of a classic hymn.
Me?
Yeah. He is Lord, or one of the...
Oh, yeah.
I am my Lord.
Is it all? Yeah. I can hear the stolid episodes.
I think it's just go with that other song.
Right.
Not that one.
He's so right. Owen's right.
What else was there in there?
You can each nominate one person to join. So you choose someone.
Birdie or her.
Then you have to sell it to that person and convince them to join.
Oh, they have to be convinced?
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
What the fuck?
Crash Bandicoot. I'd nominate your man out of Metal Gear Solid. Sorry, I'm getting the giddies a little bit.
Snake.
Solid Snake.
No, Snake.
It's have to be someone you know, like, or anyone. Get Lockman out of Love Hate.
What?
Me taxi driver. Because then if he needs to bring me somewhere, he can take the exit as well. The sneaky exit.
You have a taxi driver? You say that as if you have a personal...
Me chauffeur.
Yeah.
No, I wish I did. But if I did, every taxi... Could I just like have a card that I could give to every taxi driver and say, here, turn left here.
Bring me under the ground there.
Yeah.
You little Freemason. Or your little Illuminati head. Your little goat sacrificer.
I'm all right.
On the flight logs.
Jesus. On the flight logs. Imagine just seeing someone like some Irish fella's name on the flight logs, because it's always like Hollywood people. Imagine just seeing
John McGuckin. I'm like, oh, what? Okay. Has to be a different one, doesn't it? That's not him.
James from Georgia.
Do you know him, Joe?
Georgia.
Is this the same fella?
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah, his name always throws me off. Go on, I know that. Yeah, James from Georgia.
So last week, James from Georgia sent us pictures of the treehouse he made for his kids.
Oh, yes.
And we were saying that.
It's not a treehouse.
It's more of just a
shed.
Shed. On a tree.
James says, yet again, I have failed to impress my idol, Joseph Beanjuice McGuckin. Despite not having a tree in which to construct my humble playhouse, I thought I had done fairly well, considering my only crewmates were 5 and 3 years old at the time. Maybe Joe will be willing to bring his glass hammer over and show me how it's done. With his help, we might even take the blueprints I drew up and embiggen them, Simpsons reference, to epic proportions. I'm sorry I let you down again, Joe. I'll make you proud one of these days. He has a note. The stereotype I referred to was, he said, I don't want to live up to the stereotype. You said, what stereotype? He said, the stereotype I referred to was Darren's comment to the effect that only Americans have treehouses. I had never heard of this, and it just stood out to me. Otherwise, I don't think I would have even thought twice about the structure I'd built.
There you go.
There you go.
There was a key word in there. He called it a playhouse. That's what it is. It's not a treehouse.
It's not a playhouse.
Well, that's what he said it was.
Playhouse is on the ground.
And so is this.
That's up on the tree.
It's not in a fucking tree.
Wasn't it?
No, that's what it was giving out about. Bleeding. Just an ega in the corner of his garden.
An ega. That's a base or a... I don't know what American people call bases. Maybe a base.
Little shed.
Little get-together hut.
Little ega.
Little League.
Did you call them Egas?
No, a bass.
Did you call them Egas? Bass.
Come on, we build a bass.
Is Ega a town thing?
Must be.
Ask the boys. See what they called it.
If
you called it an Ega.
Ask the lads. Put it to the people on the street.
Oh, there's a zinger for them. Pass them on. If they're in the
put
street,
it to the
say,
public.
John McCookin has a zinger for you.
Go out and do a vox pop. Do a vox pop and ask them, do you call an Ega or a shit or a bass?
Did James from Georgia have a question?
No. Well, he didn't need to.
Just a little vent.
He's done enough for us.
Good man, James from Georgia.
Thanks, James. Love you to bits.
Dara says, I like this opening. Hello, Owen and co. Come on, Dara.
He knows what he's doing.
He likes that.
Owen likes that. Dara says, been listening for years. Can't sleep without Stall on. So I scroll down to the very early podcast every night to fall asleep. In episode 3, River Rats on Extravision, Joe gets his first free thing. The socks. Darren then lists off every free thing he's received, one being 3 PlayStation 5 controllers. Joe then goes on to say, why do you need 3 controllers if you have one hand? Can we get confirmation, much like the episode of Father Ted with the over 75s football, are those fake hands?
It's got 2.
You have 2 real hands?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think I meant 1 set of hands.
Dara wants to know, what's your favourite Father Ted, either episode or saying?
Oh fuck. That's a tough question. How can you ask somebody that?
It's Ireland's biggest lingerie section, I'm led to believe. It's a good one. I read that somewhere.
That's a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they really get trapped in the lingerie section.
Mm, there's lots.
I love the Lent one, where they have to give up, where Ted gives up smoking, Father Jack gives up drinking, and
rollerblading.
Hugo gives up rollerblading.
There's not a bad episode. Like, there's not a single weak one.
There actually isn't a bad episode.
There's not.
Dougal on the milk float.
Oh, it's, yeah, spades.
Yeah. Okay.
Now off to ride. This is O'Reilly.
One last one here. It's from Naomi. She says, during the launch of Apollo 11, that's the first moon landing mission, Buzz Aldrin's heart rate was only 88 beats per minute. So this is during the launch, as the rockets underneath them taking off. She points out that's not far off what most people have just sitting on the jacks. So that got me thinking that some people are just made to stay cool under pressure. Naomi says, I reckon you two are not like those people. So tell me, is there a time you lost your composure completely when you really should have been perfectly calm?
Yeah, I was trying to cut the wire off a bomb once.
Really?
No.
Okay.
A Mission Impossible game. It was a GoldenEye on the N64. Didn't happen. What was it?
Did you ever lose your cool when you should have been just calm?
Many times.
Going on a date or going in for the meet for the first time.
You're expected to be nervous then.
Oh yeah.
When should you not be nervous?
Watching a football match.
You're
expected to be nervous.
If it's a match that you care about.
My heart's never racing if there's not a reason to be nervous.
I don't know about that one.
So you think Naomi has misjudged you?
Maybe we're just built different. Well, we're built like them other people that done Apollo and all.
I think Neil Armstrong was a psychopath. I think that's why his heart rate was pretty fucking chilled and relaxed. He was a lunatic.
I think we'll leave it there, so.
Okay.
Oh no. No, leave it unanswered. We have to say.
Yeah, you've had many, many chances to answer.
I just need one example or I'm going to be awake all night.
We have to wait till next week.
Just lying in bed, thinking about the end of my life and my heart starts racing and I have to go, oh. And is there a name for that? If anyone knows a name for that, death anxiety.
That's death pretty much it. Death anxiety.
So far away. I shouldn't have to think about that now.
Or you just jump up out of the bed.
Or if you're watching a film and sometimes you just kind of feel, ooh, I'm going to die one day. Like, it's going to be, whoa, I hate it. It's usually when I'm hungover as well. It's usually after a weekend.
You're just there smiling, looking at your kids, and then you just enter your head and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We're actually going to die. All of us.
All of us.
Even them. Even my.
Oh,
even.
Shut up. And on that morbid note,
yeah, can I leave now?
You can leave now. We'll continue talking about death.
I'm going to have to watch a funny when I go home. I'm going to have to watch a funny film now over you.
On the bus, on the way back home?
I'll get a taxi home. That's my new plan.
You're only normal for one half of the trip.
It's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
bus stop across the road, but like on the way back, it's further away to get to the bus home.
Get yourself a scooter, man. All downhill.
Ah, no, no. I won't now. I'll hold off on the old scooters.
Why?
Ah, I wouldn't be into it.
You'd love it.
Probably would.
Great fun. You should get a scooter on.
I don't think I'd do well in a scooter. Wouldn't suit me.
I think it would suit you.
Practically or aesthetically, I'd definitely crash it and look like a fool doing it.
I don't think...
You only have half that problem.
You'd be falling in style. Like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, but he lands on
a ball.
Kid's ball.
Yeah, you can land on...
Probably land on the corner of a curb.
Not if I roll a football at you.
True. Yeah.
You just always be around them, ready to throw...
Who's your favourite character in Toy Story?
Oh my God.
Oh, it has to be the little aliens, doesn't it?
The Miss Potato.
Yeah, yeah.
Very relatable.
I agree with you.
Mm. What about you, Darren?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that. We'll have to wait till next week.
Oh God, don't blue ball us like that.
Go on, I'll talk to you after.
Let us know. No. You let us know off, Mike.
No.